Welcome to another edition of The Arts Page. I'm Carlene Brown. Kingston on the Edge, COTE, is one of the largest visual and performing arts festivals in the English-speaking Caribbean. The nine-day festival will run from June 20 to 29, featuring the latest work by some of Kingston's leading painters, sculptors, dancers, dramatists, performance artists, poets, and musicians. Enola Williams is one of the founders of the festival.
We are a studio and performing arts festival that started in 2007 with the purpose of showcasing both studio and performing arts throughout Kingston and to really promote Kingston as a place of positive, creative energy of all sorts. Also, another big part of the festival is to show that art can be accessible to anyone, irrespective of their background, their education, their sex, their class, and just to show that art is alive and it's a strong force to be reckoned with within Kingston.
Kingston on the Edge has always effortlessly married studio and performing arts at their events. If you're new to the experience, here's a taste of what you can expect at a typical COTE event.
So we launched at Red Bones at 8 o'clock, and we have a gallery opening with Richard Natu, artwork from Terry Chicado, who's a Georgian artist, Corey Berenson, who's a Jamaican-based artist, but she's U.S. origin. And then we have a number of Jamaican painters, Christian, Inancy, Ramon Johnson, and Audrey Lynch. We also have Charles Baker, Catherine Silvero. These are all painters and studio artists. And then we have three bands performing. So that is a kind of a sample of what one of our shows is like.
There's also a studio hopping event next Thursday, which aims to get more persons out and viewing art.
It's particularly important, especially as galleries are closing. So we'd like to support the galleries, and in the gallery hop, we have four galleries, Olympia Gallery, NLS Gallery, Bolivar Gallery, and Nano. And you go to each one of those galleries from 5 until midnight. You just hop around to each one and see the shows that are happening there.
There are several events to choose from. The nine-day festival will have 26 events at 22 venues across the corporate area, including the historic Ward Theatre.
A part of the festival, too, is to highlight venues that are of some kind of historic or cultural importance throughout Kingston. This year, we are highlighting the Ward Theatre as a venue that we've never worked with. We spearheaded a cleanup last weekend, volunteer cleanup, in which over 40 people from different communities, from Lovelane and Trenchtown to Tivoli and Portmore and Ligonie and even Japan and Germany and the US, brought the ward into a usable state. And we're going to be having a concert this Sunday, which is the first time that there'll be a show on the ward stage in a number of years. It's really a public awareness campaign and a benefit to the ward. And we're going to be having Cat Core from Third World performing on cello with Robbie Lynn on piano. We'll have Rosina Motor and Peter Ashburn and family playing some jazz. We'll also highlight the Alpha Boy School Orchestra. We're also going to have Nomads, who they are a reggae theatrical band. We're also going to be having Felipe Bellerin, who is a Venezuelan academic, poet, and musician. He'll be performing Cuban trova music. And we will have also a bit of theater, so that starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Enola Williams, co-founder of Kingston on the Edge. For more information on what's happening when and where, visit the website kingstonontheedge.org. And stay tuned to the JIS about more on this exciting festival. That's it for this edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.